But we children came into Dallas and lived mostly with my aunt and went to school just during the school year.
In the summer, did you live out at the farm?
Oh, yeah.
I bet that was fun.
Oh, yes. Of course, we, when I was a child, we had horses in our stable here in Dallas, but it was more fun at the farm, of course.
Yes. Then you had animals at home, right around the
house?
Right
in Dallas, yes. We wasn't in livestock law, but keeping milk cow and your carriage horses.
Did you have a milk cow?
Yes, but little at the time. We even had chickens.
Ah!
Imagine
marvelous.
Chickens in the city.
Yeah.
Well, we had, I think our property was 200 by 200 feet, my aunts and my father. We lived next to us lived the Fichet's, of course, Marion Fichet's old, is gone now, but he was my generation, so you wouldn't know him. And the Barney Gibbs, Mr. Gibbs built a big house down the corner where the medical and surgical clinic is on Live Oak and Haskell. Mr. Gibbs had he was a lieutenant governor, I believe, was his distinction. He bought my grandmother's carriage horses when she sold them, I remember.
How much education did your grandparents have? Do you remember?
My grandparents or my parents?
Your grandparents.
Grandpa Harwood, I just plain don't know. One of my grandsons has looked him up, but I don't know what he went to. But my grandmother Harwood was born in Kentucky, and she, Sarah Peake, she was. And she went to, what was the name of it? Institution there.
Was it a high school or a college?
No, it was a college for girls.
Do you know if she graduated?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Did your grandfather go to some college, or do you know?
I don't think so. There was no such thing in Texas, of course. He came to Texas, must have come when he was very little, past 20, but of course he would have gone before that. I'm sorry. Sorry Florence wouldn't talk to you, because she remembers, as I say, her mother was a mine of information about the older days here. And I don't know why she wouldn't. She's a good speaker and she doesn't mind talking. In fact, we gave her a recorder, but she didn't like her voice on it, so I don't think she's ever recorded anything.
That's a shame.
I told her that was just vanity.
Yeah. Well, how old are you?
85.
And your race is, what would you say?
I beg your pardon?
Your race, you would say, is what? White, I guess?
Yes.
Okay. What religion?
Well, then, belong to the Church of Christ, the so-called Christian Church, Disciples of Christ,
Disciples
I think
of
is
Christ.
The proper name for it.
Yes, I go to that church too.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
Well, we had a, as I said, Grandpa Pete gave the property for the first little church over there on Ross Avenue, and then my grandmother and my father changed over to Central Christian Church. I grew up in that church. Of course, it's moved out to North Dallas now, but it used to be right down by the next block to the big Baptist church downtown.
What is your occupation?